I'm Todd Morris from Mission Network News. Despite South Sudan's government coalition formed last month, violence continues to shake the country. Human Rights Watch recently published a report on the torture and murder of civilians in the western region. Kids Alive International works in the area, and President Matt Parker says soldiers have even shot at the property where sponsored children are living.
This is, you know, the main thing that keeps me awake at night when I think of our kids being in that situation with so much uncertainty around them. Please pray for the protection of our kids and of our staff as well. Pray that our kids would really come to know the Lord and continue to grow in their knowledge and understanding of who He is and how much He loves them.
Also be praying for peace in South Sudan. And all around the world, people are missing out on basic health care for a variety of reasons. Orphan's Heart often attends to these needs alongside their regular work. They've taken the next step and now have medical missions in Guatemala, Colombia, the Dominican Republic, and Uganda. And while medical teams help physical healing for families, they're also answering their spiritual needs. Jason Holmes, a volunteer with Orphan's Heart, says,
one of the questions I will get routinely is, you know, why did you come here? Why did you come from America and take your time to come and help us, help the people here? And that is the perfect segue into we're called by God to serve those He loves and that God loves them.
Orphan's Heart is looking for medical professionals and others seeking to help people in need. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more. That's at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.